Snow Day by Artemy. Snowstorm's eyelids fluttered open, disturbed by the gentle rays of the sun penetrating through thin curtains hanging in front of a nearby window. She sat up slowly, stretching a pair of white forelegs, accentuated with the dull gray color of smoke between her fetlocks and knees. She exhaled a silent yawn, delicately rubbing her eyes to cleanse the gook from them. As she moved, the blanket tumbled down back to the bed, revealing a coat of hair as white as a midwinter blizzard. A messy cobalt mane, streaked with shades of steel, hung gracelessly around her features, hiding behind it a pair of soft, icy blue eyes. The earth pony rolled herself unceremoniously off of the mattress, making sure to tidy up the bed before sleepily trotting off into her apartment's bathroom to commence her morning rituals. After treating her teeth to a quick brushing, Snowstorm moved into her shower, reveling in the dissipation of tension from her muscles, thanks to the warm water trickling down her smaller body and dampening her coat into an off-white color. Her spirits lifted with the stream of the warm water, and soon enough, a bright grin had cemented itself on her face. She might have even sung a song, had she a voice to sing with. Unfortunately, a cruel twist of fate and the loss of her dear brother had stricken her mute years ago. By shower's end, she was soaked, limber, awake, and ready to tackle the day. And what a day it was going to be. Her class had a difficult test today, and she had to be prepared to face it. What's worse, the test was going to be an all-day affair, with little opportunity for breaks. She smiled at the mirror as she fixed her mane into a more manageable strand, received a smile in return from the mayor staring back at her. It didn't matter how hard or how long one little test was. She loved her class dearly, and would be there to help any pony who needed it. Her saddlebags packed, Snowstorm trotted out of her apartment, and eventually outside, heading toward her first stop of the day. The bell sitting on the fruit stand rang out as a hoof gently touched it, notifying its owner that a customer had arrived. The not-quite-yellow stallion behind the stand snapped his eyes open. A lock of his lime-green mane fluttered down to in front of his eyes, which he quickly raked back with annoyance. A bright smile gradually lit Mossley Orange's face as he completely brought his head up from his nap, carefully considering the pony standing before him.
"Good morning there, Lady Snow. I bet I know what you're here for. A nice plump juicy orange, right?"
Her smile never left her face as she shook her head like a little filly, giving the stallion an eye roll for good measure. It was a game these two have had ever since she was knee-high to her brother. Mr. Orange had for the life of him tried to get her to eat one of his famous and presumably delicious oranges, but she had a singular taste for one thing from his fruit stand, and one thing only. "An apple a day keeps the doctor away," her brother had told her. She had clung to every word he uttered as she grew up with him, and that one simple rhyme had stuck to her mind. Besides, nothing beat a good juicy apple for breakfast.
"Oh, I will have you in my orangey clutches one of these days, Snowy,"
Mossley Orange declared as he removed the fruit from the bag, revealing it to be an apple all along.
"You are fortunate my nieces like to send so many. You just may have to starve without these."
He gave her a small wink and accepted the 3 bits she had procured. In return, she brought her hoof up to her mouth, gesturing her laughter for him.
"You best run along now, young lady,"
he admonished playfully after finishing his own round of chortling.
"I'm quite aware your class does not appreciate tardiness."
As she nodded and turned away to trot for the door, Mossley Orange ever so slyly dropped another apple into her saddlebag, satisfied the young mare had not noticed his action. Snowstorm, however, grinned as she munched on her first apple, instantly feeling the slight shift in weight as another, this time free, apple had dropped into her right saddlebag. She would have turned around and given the older stallion a hug of gratitude, but he had been right. Her class awaited. Snowstorm's heels clicked against the concrete sidewalk as she gaily trotted down the path. All around her, ponies greeted her with a cheery good morning or a bright smile. It was what she considered the good part of Manhattan. The part where a colt always guided an elderly dame across the street. The part where that didn't matter because the carriages would always stop and wait for any pedestrians to cross anyway. The part where, in short, every pony treated each other with dignity and kindness, and no one locked their doors at night. Snowstorm only wished she could have responded with more than just a smile or a wave. She could recall a time, vaguely, when she did have a voice. Her brother, that ever-gentle stallion known as Froststorm, had once told her that her voice was like water running off of crystal. She had given an honest effort to speaking again after she had lost him, but no matter how hard she tried, no sound would come out. It was as if the part of her brain controlling speech had completely shut down. After a while, she found she stopped minding altogether. Every pony became accustomed to her own body language, and she always kept a notepad and a pencil in her saddlebags. One of the many life skills Froststorm had imparted onto her was the ability to write. He had taught her a lot of things, had even been her primary caregiver and tutor. They were always too poor for proper schooling, so Froststorm had taken it upon himself to teach her everything he possibly could. That trail of thought slowly led to her parents, a trail that never failed to ignite a small spark of anger. They had abandoned her and Froststorm when she was barely a month old, forcing the young colt to care for her by himself. She knew because Frosty had told her when she was old enough to comprehend it. At that time, she didn't care. She only knew that Frosty was there, and they weren't, and that had been enough for her. But the years went on, and she began to think on it more and more, especially after losing him. She would ask herself why some pony would do that, or how could they in the first place? A deep part of her even blamed them for Frosty's death. If they had just been there, he wouldn't be gone. Snowstorm shook her head at once. There was no sense in going over this territory again, especially since she finally realized she was standing by the door to her school. Pushing the malevolent thoughts away, she quickly regained her bright smile and trotted inside. "Good morning, class," Snowstorm wrote on the chalkboard, turning around to favor each of her students with a bright smile. "Good morning, Miss Storm," they replied in unison. Students from mere foal years up to mare and stallionhood had formed into their typical double-file line and stood at 10 abreast, all of them comfortably in their training gi, and eagerly awaiting today's test. She beamed at them all before turning back around to write out the concept of today's test. "Today is a very big day for you. So far, you've only learned how to hit, but you cannot know how to truly hit unless you've been hit. So it will be my duty to teach you that lesson." She mimicked a little giggle, following the rest of her class. "I have arranged the appropriate gear so that no pony gets hurt. After each of you have taken a turn feeling what it's like, you will pair up with a partner and reflect on it. After lunch, you and your partner will spar with each other until the end of class, or until you become tired. Are there any questions?" When she turned around after asking her question, she thankfully saw all heads shaking in denial. She spat out the disgusting chalk, licking the top of her gums to get rid of the thick tastelessness, while her students each geared up and took their place in line, from youngest to oldest. One by one, the students took their turns, some of them gulping audibly at the very idea of being on the receiving end of their teacher's deceptively powerful hooves. The first of her students to bravely face the first test was a young colt named Sideswipe. He stood before her, grinning both defiantly and excitedly up at his teacher. "Come on, give it your best shot," his face seemed to say. She smiled pleasantly down at him, before bowing her head in a gesture of respect her own master had taught her. Sideswipe copied the bow, and quickly returned to the prepared stance she had shown them all the very first day. Without hesitation, Snowstorm struck, landing her left forehoof squarely in the center of the colt's padded vest, putting enough force into the blow for him to feel and appreciate the sensation, without actually harming him.
"Wow,"
Sideswipe muttered after it was over, stripping his vest off and rubbing his chest just a little. "Just imagine if I were striking you for real and without protection," Snowstorm wrote on the chalkboard, drawing a large underline beneath the entire sentence for added emphasis. She set the chalk down and tapped the board, making sure they read and truly understood today's lesson. They walked up to their first test, one at a time, with the words solidly in their mind. But as she struck, gently for the foals and slightly harder for the older ponies, the lesson completely cemented itself in their brains. By lunchtime, every student was conversing with their partner about the upcoming true test, not with the excited buzz of a group of ponies eagerly awaiting to legally and safely fight each other, but with the quiet, contemplative drone that only true dedication and serious study can bring out. Some of the students had been hit long before they ever attended Snowstorm's dojo, of course. Be it through simple bullying at school, Sideswipe was an example of this, Snowstorm reflected as she quietly ate her second apple and swept her gaze across the class. Or getting into an impromptu boxing ring on the streets and fighting for bits, as was the case of the adolescent stallion every pony referred to as Southpaw. Snowstorm smiled as she recalled the first day he was in her class. At first, his parents had forced him into it as an outlet for his aggression, and hoping the mental discipline would help him mold into a better example for his siblings, luring him with the prospect of getting to beat up other ponies and get away with it. Of course, Southpaw had challenged Snowstorm, declaring that he could easily take her down for being both a mare and physically petite. He had snarled when she merely mimicked laughing at his so-called threats, and lunged when she had turned back towards the chalkboard. In a flash, she had struck out a rear leg, landing the adolescent in the gut. Before he knew what was happening, she had flipped him over onto his stomach and sat squarely on his back, bowing as the class was first stunned and then applauded, themselves not quite believing in her abilities to teach them all self-defense until they saw the unplanned demonstration for themselves. And after only a few short weeks, as Snowstorm looked at the very adolescent whom she was thinking about, she couldn't help but still be amazed by his complete turnaround. He had become respectful, always ready with a yes sir or please ma'am, and never once backing out of volunteering to help a struggling student. His grades in Manhattan High had vastly improved. His own parents had sobbed that particular fact out to Snowstorm one evening, profusely thanking her for shaping him into a fine, upstanding stallion. The Southpaw at the beginning of this year was not the Southpaw she had now, and for that, she was both proud and grateful. Soon, every pony was finished with their meals, prompting Snowstorm to stand up and watch as they put their training vests back on. She cast a quick glance at the clock and smiled. 1 o'clock, giving them 6 whole hours for her class to spar with themselves. Perfect. All right, class, she wrote, feeling their eyes turn towards the chalkboard as she wrote upon it. Gear up. The real test begins now. For the remainder of the class, Snowstorm carefully walked around the room, closely observing the multiple pairs of students as they partook in what she referred to as the mid-year exam. More than just a lesson on the sensation of being it, it was really the culmination of all their studies so far, from how to pose correctly up to how to control the precision of one's attack. It was also a milestone for her students, the very first time they were able to officially spar with each other. Snowstorm quietly moved over to watch Sideswipe, noting with pride that the young colt didn't at all seem fazed by her presence, and instead focused wholly on his opponent. She had partnered up with a copper-red, blonde-maned farm filly his own age, named Haymaker. Their teacher smiled as she watched them trade blows, thinking about the mutual crush the foals had developed for each other. With Haymaker living on a large farm just outside of Manhattan, and being homeschooled so she would have more time to help with the family's alfalfa business, the only opportunity these two had to see each other was Snowstorm's class. Always observing and never ignorant, Snowstorm had noticed the small embers of a foalhood affection building into a full-fledged crush, and constantly paired the two together. They were still bashful with each other, as children often will be, but today the shyness had been replaced with excited enjoyment. Snowstorm blinked as she watched them closer. Haymaker had taken the offensive, swiping and jabbing at her opponent. Sideswipe dodged and wove, anticipating every attack. It was almost as if they were a couple, entranced in a dance. Sideswipe was agile, Snowstorm observed, but Haymaker was a smart fighter. The colt hopped aside from another of her tacks, seeing too late that it had just been a simple feint and was hit squarely in his vest, offering the filly a slight grunt from her surprisingly strong blow.
Oh no, did I hurt you?
Haymaker asked, sitting down for a moment and wiping what seemed like an ocean of sweat from her brow.
"Naw,"
Sideswipe answered, doing the same as he smiled at her.
"It was a good hit. You're really strong,"
he complimented, not knowing what else to say and just wanting to hear her squeaky voice.
"Yeah, it's probably all that hay that I helped lift."
Haymaker twisted her hoof back and forth into the mat, focusing all of her will into not blushing. By that point, Snowstorm had drifted off to let the two love-struck foals live in their own little world, martial arts forgotten for only a moment as they both caught their second wins. Soon enough, they were back on their feet and back at each other, dodging and weaving, feinting and sweeping. As the hours marched on, some of the students decided to call it quits early, which was perfectly fine by their teacher. Every pony had their limits, and it was not the right time yet for her to push them beyond. By class's end, all of the students were coated with layers of sweat, each huffing heavily from their intense sparring. A few even showed off the bruises they had acquired through a mistimed attack or dodging to the wrong place at the wrong time. Sideswipe and Haymaker favored each other with a nervous smile, each getting picked up by their parents and going their separate ways until tomorrow, when they could see each other again. Southpaw offered to walk home a slightly younger colt who had begun to idolize him as a big brother, which the youth excitedly accepted. One by one, they filed out of the dojo, with Snowstorm exiting last. She took a deep breath of fresh air and quietly suspected all of her students had done the same. By the end, the dojo had reeked of sweat and hard work, and the students fulfilled their final duty of the day by cleaning out the room, giving it a pristine shine, and preparing it for the next day's lessons. Snowstorm stopped again at Mossley Orange's stand for a couple of apples, giving her thanks for the earlier free one by way of a warm hug. Afterwards, happily savoring one of the apples she had just bought, the pure white mare trotted towards her home, with the sun to her back, thinking about her students. She thought about how their day was complete, and they could relax comfortably at home, spending precious quality time with their families, and simply enjoying life. And she thought about how her own day had only just begun. Snowstorm shut the door to her apartment with her rear leg, breathing a deep sigh as she turned around to relock it. Despite living in the better part of Manhattan, where one could sleep soundly at night, she would keep her living quarters locked whenever possible. After all, Snowstorm had a secret, and she couldn't afford any pony learning of it. She slipped out of her training gi, tossing it into the laundry bin as she took a fast shower, washing away today's sweat and preparing for tonight's. There was no cheery overtone this time, however. Her mood had rapidly fallen into a sullen, downcast thing. She barely noticed the warm water hitting her this time, simply staring at the wetted shower floor and asking herself why she must do what she does, wondering when, or really if, it will ever end. "Of course not," she told herself with a frown as she absentmindedly finished with her shower. "It'll never be over. If not me, it would be some pony else. Some pony who couldn't handle it." All dried up, Snowstorm's heart pounded almost audibly against her chest as she made her way over to the large oak dresser she had placed across from her bed, opening the bottom drawer to reveal a seemingly untidy mountain of clothes. But she knew precisely what she was searching for and found both items where she had buried them in the far corner of the drawer, as she had always done and always will do. If any pony were to discover what she had kept hidden, it would spell the end for her. She stared down at the deep blue mask she clutched in her forehooves, seeing a reflection in the silver, expressionless eyes. Her legs shook harder, with a combination of fear and anger the longer she held the soft, stretching fabric. It was another of her strange rituals she went through, and this one was unpleasant. Her breathing became heavy, her teeth grinding as she glanced over to her side, eyes falling upon her favorite picture she possessed of herself and Froststorm. And the picture took her back. Back to the when. Back to the why. She didn't want to go, but she needed to. But dear Celestia, was it ever a harsh journey? It all happened roughly 5 years ago. Froststorm had something special planned for his little sister's birthday. She had always wanted to visit Ponyville, had heard about what a quaint little friendly town it was from Mossley Orange. The older sire knew because his niece and the kindly mare whom always sent him a bushel of her apples resided there. Snowstorm had wanted to see her most of all, to tell her how much she enjoyed the apples. The brother and sister pair had tried to take a shortcut through what she referred to as the bad part of town, the part where a dark cloud would always loom over you, sometimes literally. The part where ponies weren't so friendly towards each other. The part where bad things happen. They had been cut off by a small-time gang looking to earn themselves a reputation. They had demanded Froststorm give them the little filly, and they'd let him go free. He stood defiantly in front of her miniature scale, and for the first time in her life, she had been afraid. He had yelled at her to run away as fast as possible, but that had only made her even more scared. He had never once raised his voice to her, not even when she had been caught doing or saying things she shouldn't have. He stamped his foot onto the ground, and that had woken her up. She bolted in the direction they had been going, not knowing if anyone was chasing her, and never once looking back. The tears blew out of her eyes as she galloped straight to Ponyville, never once stopping, even to eat the apples she had in her saddlebags. Her legs had felt like rubber as she put everything she had into them. A stitch had embedded itself into her side, burning her lungs with an intense fire. Her legs splashed in the puddles and caught in the mud as the rain poured down with a torrential fury, as if the goddess Epona herself were weeping for the sibling who had just been lost. Still, she had run. She had finally reached a barn, which stood overlooking an orchard. A vast apple orchard, though she didn't register that fact at the time. Her legs had finally given out in front of the barn's large cross doors, and she fell into the thick mud with a splat. She never minded the mud that seeped beneath her coat and cemented itself onto her skin. She only cried. She had cried every last tear her small body could possibly produce, and cried more just for good measure. That night, she had completely cried her own voice away. As her tears mingled with the rain that pelted her coat, a figure came up, looming above her like a giant, and casting her in a large shadow. She looked up and gasped as a blank blue face with silver eyes stared back at her. The rest of the figure was clad in a violet outfit, complemented by an oversized round-brim hat and long flowing cape. She had expected the figure to have a thundering voice, a voice of authority and command. Instead, it was kind, gentle, and heavily accented.
"Hey there, Sugar Cube,"
the figure said, pulling back its face and revealing what lay underneath. A river of blonde spilled out from beneath the mask, resting atop and around a face as orange as the sunrise. Her emerald eyes were warm, soft, loving.
"Why are you crying? Come on, y'all can tell me."
Snowstorm only shook her head, trying to croak out words, but not feeling anything. A new wave of fear set in as the realization sunk in that she had lost her voice. But this mare towering above her seemed not to be fazed.
"Well, that's all right. Take your time, that's all. In the meantime, you should come inside. A little filly like you could get sick out here in this rain. I'm Applejack, by the way."
And so she had. Snowstorm discovered she could still write and chose to communicate with Applejack through written words. The first thing she asked about was the interesting costume.
"Well, shucks, it was just the thing my friends and I did to teach our other friend a lesson about not being full of yourself. We call ourselves Mare-du-well. But shoo, I prefer being Applejack over Mare-du-well any day."
"Can I have the suit?" Applejack blinked, making sure she had read the words right. After 3 rereadings, she confirmed that the question was indeed real.
"Well, I don't see a reason why not."
And so, Snowstorm gained the suit, promising Applejack that she would do right by it. A week after her disastrous arrival in Ponyville, the young filly set out on the adventure of her lifetime, first returning to Manhattan to make sure her brother received the proper burial he deserved. Afterwards, she left the city behind her, trekking across all of the Equus continent and building every attribute in her arsenal, as well as learning every form of self-defense she could possibly handle. Years afterward, she had made an anticlimactic return to an unchanged Manhattan. The good part was still the good part, and the bad part was slowly delving into the worst part. That night, she had climbed the skyscrapers, as she had learned to climb the largest trees in the ebony forests of Anhalter. She had stood at the peak of her concrete jungle, unwrapping her saddlebags, and for the first time, donning the violet and blue costume she had acquired from the apple farmer years before. That night, she had silently declared to all of Manhattan that Mare Dewell had arrived. She gazed at the mask again, her hoofs now trembling furiously as she fully remembered the why of what she did every single night. She did it so that no other foal would go through what she had gone through, so that no other foal would have to unnecessarily experience the unfathomable pain of loss, especially by the malicious hooves of a stupid thug. She slipped on the costume, skin tingling as the stretching, breathable fabric contorted to her physique with the utmost comfort. She pulled at the front of the neck, kissing Froststorm's face on the picture, before securely sliding it into her suit. The only modification she had made to it was a small pocket where she could keep the photo right above her heart, so that Frosty would always be there with her, always ready to protect her like he had done on that fateful night. She drew one last deep breath of fresh air and slid the mask down over her face. She was Mayor Dewell, and she had a city to protect. For her brother. For Frosty.